Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hi guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I am Andy.
And I'm Kelly.
Okay, so I have been dying to tell you a story for a week now.
Story time.
It's hard to work together and not tell you things when they happen because I'm trying to save it for your reaction on the podcast.
And for shock value. Yes, yes.
Yes, so.
It's so hard.
Last week when you were here, I was telling you about how he met when he's like messing with me in the kitchen and like kissing on me and touching me. I just want to sit on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just. Oh. And so I was thinking about it. And then got in the shower. Still kind of thinking about it. So I get into bed and I don't know. I think we started talking, but then I started rubbing on him. He starts rubbing on me back.
Ooh.
And sometimes things just happen and you're not really sure. They just start happening. You don't know where they come from.
The best things in life happen unexpectedly.
Right. So I'm sitting here thinking we're going to end up having sex.
Of course.
But I go downtown, start giving him head.
Yeah.
You know, using the hand, using the mouth, getting all juiced up down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts fingering me, you know, gotta please me, I'm pleasing you.
Right. As you should.
And it just felt great. And we just kept sticking with this for a while. I'm like, oh. And then I'm like getting more into the head and the hand job, and he's getting all into it with his fingers, and just it kept going that route. And then finally, my dumbass, in the middle of this fingering head ordeal we're doing, I look at him and I'm like, okay, my neck hurts. Like, can we just have sex? And he was like, no.
Oh.
And threw me on my back. Keeps fingering me and like getting it. Like, it felt so good. I don't think anything like that's ever happened. And he's just going and going, and I'm like loving it, reacting, just enjoying it. And then the next thing you know, I'm coming and he's down there jacking off, coming on top of my stomach.
Oh!
And it sounds like such a small, simple story, but it was something neither one of us had done.
Like, it wasn't like just strictly penetration. Like, it was like all foreplay. That's
yes. And it's at the age we're at and how long we've been together. It's just like you think that would come first or it wouldn't be that big of a deal to us. But it was so arousing. Ooh. Because like he's watching me and getting me off and getting himself off to watching me. And it just was like it was different.
We love a spicy foreplay.
So it was, I don't know. I loved it. So what happens the next night?
Did it again?
Did it again.
Oh my gosh.
And then.
If you like something, stick to it.
He's very intrigued by all of this.
It's good to switch it up every now and then. I'm telling you. You gotta.
Oh, yeah, it is. I think that's also why we're really enjoying it right now because.
I'm so happy for you.
I mean, no guy's ever done that. So I am happy for me too.
Absolutely.
And then, so we went out Saturday night, and my dumbass was, well, too drunk to do anything.
I'm aware. I got the snaps.
I was very sick when we got home. Don't remember changing into my PJs or getting in the bed. But Sunday morning rolls around. We're both hungover as shit, heads pounding, and I don't even know. We start having sex in the Lazy Susan position, you know, on our sides.
I was going to say, and let's explain what the Lazy Susan position is.
You know, and he's behind, you're like in the spooning position. And we start having sex. And we're, you know, enjoying it. It's feeling great. You know, he's playing with the clit. We're just having a great old time. What's he do? He pulls out and flips me on my stomach.
Oh.
And starts fingering me again.
Yeah, he was like, I like this. We're going to keep doing this one.
And it was different a feeling than laying on my back. And, you know, it's the way I was positioned and the way the fingers were moving. And starts doing it again. I come that way, and it was a really long orgasm. It was fantastic. Meanwhile, he's back there jacking off, coming on me, and it's our new thing.
Ah, I love that for you.
But it's just, it sounds so simple, but it's so wonderful.
Hey, if you find something that works for you, by all means, use it.
Mm. And now watch, we'll probably do it again tonight. Great visual for you all.
Hey, whatever works. At least somebody around here is getting some. I'm celibate right now. Which is a whole other story.
You can vicariously live through my sex stories.
That's all I have going for me right now, because I am consciously choosing to not have sex. And it is rough. Hmm. It's rough.
Yeah, see, no, I want sex more than my boyfriend does.
No, listen, I've always had a very high sex drive.
And see, I didn't.
And yeah, see, no, I do. And it's very hard. But we have that big old trip that we took to Hustler, and I was gonna say I have $1,000 worth of toys, so I need to take care of myself right now. I'm on a spiritual journey, healing journey. So,
you know what I do? This is something he does not even know that I do this, and I am about to share this with everybody. Everybody knows I play with my egg or my womanizer. I call it my egg, guys, right? In the shower. I will sometimes get in the shower, play with her, get off, and then go have sex with him and get off
again. Of course.
Because it's like, I should feel that release and it should be relieving. But then it's like something about him touching me. It's like, okay, let's do this again. And then I feel even better that I've had a couple orgasms that night.
And I bet like the sex is extra good afterwards, because like when you,
I'm so relaxed too.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, and like when you, get off by yourself or whatever, then like you're, your clit becomes engorged, basically. It's like your stimulation's higher, and then you have sex, and it's like, woo!
Every time we go doggy and he starts playing my clit, he'll always say, I love how swollen you get. And I'm just like, it's you, it's me, it's wonderful.
We love that dirty.
And then he's like turned on more because he knows how turned on I am.
Oh my gosh.
Also why I think the fingering thing is all fun, because he's like feeling the wetness and knowing it's all coming from me because of him.
Yeah. Oof, I love that for you.
But yeah. Mm. Okay, look, now I'm getting myself all hot in my chair.
All right, on to the next topic.
Which is a little nothing to do with what we just talked about.
That's okay. Everybody needs a little tea time.
We today, after this lovely story I wanted to share with her that's been eating at me for a week.
And me.
I was trying to think of anything else happened this weekend besides going out and getting drunk and dancing. My dad said I did the fish dance.
What is the fish dance?
The where you hold your nose and put your hand up in
the air. When you do the like a scuba person. Yes.
And I'm like, no, I didn't. And he's like, yes, you did.
I could see you doing that for sure.
So embarrassed. I don't remember the full night. And I'm like, I didn't do that.
You seem like a fish dance type of person.
I don't know. I just remember trying to dance in these heels and this skirt. And you know what? Actually, before we start talking, I'm going to tell, I'm going to make you guys feel a little bit better about yourselves.
That's always good. I got to
tell the story too. So Saturday night, we go out for my sister-in-law's birthday. And I'm wearing my thong, a bodysuit, pantyhose.
You wore a thong under a bodysuit?
I'm horny all the time, and I'm a mom. Sometimes I leak. Sometimes I tinkle myself. I had to have underwear on. There's no liner. And the button, there's buttons in the bodysuit. I want the buttons touching my vagina.
I feel like thongs don't provide a whole lot of
It just covers up the vajay area, the lips, the what needs covered up so the buttons aren't hitting me.
Right.
Anyways, mm-hmm. The thong, the bodysuit, the pantyhose, and the squirt.
That's a lot of like.
So every time I had to pee, I'm like fucking stumbling in the stall. Whatever. We get home.
And I just pictured like a full-on like Mrs. Doubtfire like running through the house. Yes! With like all the different layers.
I felt like I had so much on. We get home. I'm unfortunately sick in the bathroom because I don't know, after that second baby, my stomach just got real weak with drinking. And I'm so embarrassed. I start peeing on myself. because I had so many layers on, I couldn't get undressed fast enough.
Oh no!
And I just peed all over my clothes and myself and my bathroom rug.
I hate when that happens, when you're like trying so hard to get the things off and you just and you can't.
And I was puking, and I don't know if the pressure from puking made me pee. My bladder's so weak. So then I remember
peeing just everywhere.
It's better than shitting myself, I guess.
Absolutely, it is.
But then I finally get all the clothes off, and I remember getting the clothes off, and then I vaguely remember walking out of the bathroom fucking butt naked to go over to my dresser to get some PJs, go back in the bathroom and sleep for a little bit.
Oh my
God. Where I just had a massive accident.
Poor baby. Oh my God.
I'm embarrassing, guys, but it I'm happens. A fun time.
It happens to the best of us.
Okay. So anyways, on to what we're really going to talk about today. I had to share because,
yeah. That's hilarious.
This podcast is about exploiting our lives and embarrassing ourselves.
We're spilling that tea, whether it burns us or not.
Okay. So today we're going to talk about toxic relationships. We're going to hit friendships next week, but today.
Oh, I can't wait.
Today we were going to discuss actual relationships. It's kind of like a little touchy. My relationship now is not like that, but any other one I've been in, there might be one or two others that aren't, but ew, sorry guys, there's a bug.
I got it.
All right. Anyways, they are so so like hypnotizing almost, and you get stuck in them, and they are so unhealthy. Cannot stay in them. You need to leave them. They're not good for you, them, anybody's health,
right?
Anybody's mental health,
just in general.
There are so many red flags to them too, that like me being me, I don't see them right away. Do you?
I generally do, actually. I joke about like running, you know, headfirst into red flags and whatever like that.
Oh, but you do.
But I do, and that's
I mean, I do too. It's attractive for some reason.
I have a type.
And the good guys I've always hurt because...
Which is another reason why I'm celibate right now is because... So my problem is that, like, I'm very intuitive. I'm good at seeing, like, when... I'm good at calling bullshit. Like, I see when there's red flags. But my problem, the issue... This is my toxic trait.
You're attracted to it?
It's not even that. I'm willing to look past people's toxic traits. I'll see like a super toxic person, but if I'm into them and I like their vibe, I guess, because that's, I'm very big on personality, and if I like somebody's personality, I start to like fall for them.
But you would think if they're toxic, they would have such bad energy.
But sometimes
they don't, though. They can hide that shit for a while.
Well, and sometimes they don't, and sometimes like they can be like a really fun, like funny person. Like, see, humor, it gets me. And a lot of really funny guys are really toxic. And I am a sucker
Don't tell me that. My boyfriend thinks he's hysterical.
And I'm... but I'm like a sucker for humor. I love a good sense of humor. I don't know. Just does something to me. And I will literally like... be like, yeah, they're toxic, but I don't care because they're funny, or because, you know, they're funny and hot. Like...
I mean, I wish...
I just won't care. I just won't.
I wish I knew why. Now that I've gotten older, I won't settle for it. It's not something I ever want in my life again. But
right.
I don't understand. I wish I could understand why we do settle for toxic people. It's so bad. Like, when I got out of my last relationship, it was like, I felt like I just had been drowning, and it was miserable, and was the biggest breath of fresh air when I got out of it. And yeah. I just felt like a whole new person. I felt great. I wasn't as depressed. It was just like,
yeah,
everything was just brighter and better.
Well, and yeah, and
I don't know why I stayed so long.
There's different levels of toxic too, though. There's like the fun toxic, like, oh, this guy is a fuckboy and he might cheat on me with one of my friends. But, like, he's not, other than that, he's not, like, terrible, you know what I mean? And then there's, like, this person's abusive, toxic, and, like, scary and stalking me or whatever. Like, there's, like, fuckboy toxic, and then there's, like, toxic, like, will ruin your life and hurt you toxic.
I think, so, I mean, everybody gaslights, so, like, I think that's almost normal sometimes, especially when you are getting defensive or you always feel like you're right. But I feel like the worst type of toxic relationship besides, like, mental and physical abuse is dating a narcissistic person.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there is so much manipulation in those relationships, and it constantly makes you feel like you are dumb, you are stupid, you don't know anything. Like, those types of relationships make you feel like you have no self-worth and that you're just be scrap.
Yeah. Well, and not like just a narcissist, but like an unself-aware narcissist. Like, there's different levels of narcissism. Like, I think there's, like, narcissists who are, like, very full of themselves, but they're not shitty people. You know what I mean? Like, they're self-aware. They're like, you know, I need to, like, humble myself. And then there's, like, narcissists, though, that are, like, they'll tear you down. They absolutely believe that they're better than you or more important than you. Like,
can there be a happy medium between the two?
I wish there could be.
Because I feel like that is what I was with.
A lot of toxic people, though, are, like, top-tier narcissists. And unfortunately, there's just not a whole lot you can do about it. And, like, I don't know. The thing that sucks, too, about, like, toxic people is, like, they're not, I don't know. Maybe I'm too empathetic, but they're not all always bad. But
I'm sure I have my toxic traits.
Well, yeah.
And it's from my past.
Everybody has their toxic traits, but there's different levels. And, like, there's certain, like, things that I'm, like, willing to, like, look past. And then there's other things that I'm just like, no, you're just not a good person.
But I think if you can talk it out,
yeah,
it's worth looking past.
And, like, toxic, I think another reason why, like, women like toxic men so much is because they're fun. It's fun. It makes you feel alive.
It feels great to feel like your heart is constantly exploding in your chest.
I mean,
it does, though.
No, like, literally, it's, like, the high. It's the thrill. And
until you're so torn down that you are exhausted.
Yeah. And it actually, so the reason that we get so attached is, like, it's been studied and everything, and it has the same effect on us as drugs, because what, like, a narcissist or a toxic narcissist does is they love bomb you. They'll give you all this love, all this attention. They'll
make you feel like you're on top of the world.
Yeah, they'll literally make you feel like you're the only person in the world.
Love bombing.
And then the second you're like, oh my god, like, oh, they love me, they think all these things of me, and then they'll just
take it away.
They'll snatch it back, and they'll just, you know, kind of disappear, go ghost, or fall back a little bit, and then you're like, wait, whoa, like.
And it makes it so bad for your, like, future relationships when people do that to you, because you become unstable. back to when you said they are unself-aware or self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
You hit a spot.
Tell us about it.
So everybody said, you know, my ex was a good person and he was a great friend. We just weren't good together. And it still to this day, it's something I talk about in therapy, because it still bothers. It's something that shouldn't bother me, and it bothers me so much. He would constantly tell me that I was the most unself-aware person he has ever met in his life.
Mm.
Do you know me?
Yeah.
I am one of the most self-aware people I know.
Yeah.
I can call my shit out. I know when I'm being mean. Right. I can apologize when I'm wrong.
Right.
Give me time and I'm going to apologize when I'm wrong.
Right.
But I will call myself out. Don't say it when I'm in the heat of the moment, but I am a very self-aware person, and when I started therapy, I knew everything I was struggling with. And
right. To even go to therapy in the first place, you have to be self-aware, because you have to be like, all right, there's something wrong with me. Like,
but then I had a journal. I would write down our fights in and take them with me, because I'd be like, okay, this is what he said. This is what I said. He was telling me I was not self-aware of the situation, and she's like, that would be him. And I'm like,
so he's like gaslighting you.
Gaslighting me and
trying to make you feel like what you feel isn't, you know, actually. Right.
And, like, he's a great friend of his friends and stuff. But when it came to me, it's like everything I did was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's also, so that's another trait, like, with narcissists and, you know, people like that, is they, or, like, even abusers, is they, like, isolate usually, and they kind of go after the person that's closest to them, which would be like their partner, and sometimes family members, and they literally target people that are the closest to them, and they pretty much isolate them. They make them feel like they're crazy. They just kind of ruin all of their self-esteem. I mean,
That conversation, that topic makes me so mad, and I feel like I could go on and on and on about narcissistic significant others. But I do want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you think cheating is toxic behavior? Okay, cheating is toxic. Do you think that makes that person a toxic person?
Generally, I would say yes, but I think it depends on the scenario as well, because again, there's just different sides to every story. There's people who cheat habitually, who do it because it's a thrill for them. It's a power move.
They're constantly gaslighting you and hurting you through it.
Yeah, like it's a high from it. Like there's people who cheat because
they want to.
They get a thrill from it. Yeah, it's a sport. They get off on causing pain. It's like it's a drug for them. Those people are 100% toxic. And then there's people, and I don't condone cheating in any way, shape, or form. I personally don't like it. I don't think you should do it. I think it's fucked up. If you don't want to be with somebody, don't be with them. Don't cheat on them. But I know that some people do it for sport and for thrill and whatever, and that's the whole point, is they want to be with somebody and cheat. I personally think it's messed up. But anyway, I think that if somebody is like in a really bad relationship though, and they're with somebody who's constantly like treating them really, really badly, and their self-esteem is super low, and then they slip up and cheat because they just feel so alone, and like they're just craving any type of connection from anybody, whether it's outside or not, I don't think that those people are bad people. I think that that's a bad choice.
I think that's an issue within themselves they've got to work
right
out. Okay, so what about people that They're not exactly hard on themselves, but they're not exactly like a constant cheater, but they do cheat like one time and they tell that their person right after it happens, but it never happens again.
I think if it's like a one-time thing, I don't think that makes that person a bad person or a toxic person. I just think it makes them...
I think it makes them pretty... I mean, it's wrong, but I don't think they're toxic because they confronted the situation, told on themselves, and they didn't do it again.
Right. Well, I mean, nobody is perfect, and people are human, and they make mistakes and everything. That's like a deal breaker for me, though. I personally, like, that is a deal breaker. If you cheat, I'm done. But I know not everybody feels that way, and some people don't want to throw away a whole relationship over, you know, a one-time thing that happened, because, you know, people do make mistakes and whatever. But I view it as anything else for me. I don't think that that makes that person a bad person for doing it. But I think it just means that you chose somebody else over me.
I think I just thought about this. What I think makes cheating more toxic than it already is when your significant other knows or gets that intuition or sees proof and you lie to their face. Yeah. That is toxic behavior.
That
is horrible.
That literally happened to me. Oh,
me all the time. Yeah. Not now.
I bet.
Boyfriend now's great. All my exes though. It's like you confront them and no, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I'm reading it. No, yeah. I didn't do that.
No, I literally
what?
Yeah, I literally had the person that cheated on me, I had the girl that they cheated with over to my house as well as their fiance, and cooked them dinner. So, and that was somebody that they worked with. And when, you know, things started to come up and I was like, yeah, something's like up here or whatever, I pretty much got told like, oh, I'm being crazy, and like it's just a friendship and whatever, and oh, we were just joking or whatever. Like, really? I didn't know friends joked with friends of the opposite sex about how they like it in bed and if they like their hair pulled and whatever. So
yeah, that's not friendly.
Yeah. So
But you got lied to.
Yeah, but and then when I finally found out about it, I got told, like, oh, like, we're just joking. We're just friends. Like, no. Like, she's not a homie. I don't...
I could not come to your house knowing I am talking to your boyfriend.
Right.
About how I want to be fucked in bed. Well, I cannot sit in front of you while I'm telling your boyfriend pretty much what I want him to do to me.
Yeah, well, some little girls can, so.
It's very, just very unacceptable behavior. I think what gets me stuck in toxic situations sometimes is I'll start hanging out with someone and things will be great. And like, they could be the sweetest person, very manipulative. Mm-hmm. What's that called? Oh my God. Reel. Reel you in. So you fall for them and then the toxic comes out.
Yep.
I hate that so much because then you almost feel stuck.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, now we're in this situation. We're in this. And
I mean, and everybody's putting on like their best, you know, their best behavior in the beginning. And then it's like the real traits start to come out. And
I think you just got to be you from the beginning. It's.
I do think so. But also, like, psychologically, people just aren't generally. I mean, like.
I'm shy at first.
Well, yeah, same.
But I warn, like, hey, I am. Loud and obnoxious and weird, but I'm shy at first.
But that's generally the case, is people like are their best selves at first, and then things start to like slowly come through, and then you just have to be aware. You just have to be vigilant and be aware of the signs and aware of, like, you know, those things coming through. You have to be alert and be like, okay, that's strike number one, red flag, like, that's not normal.
I think, honestly, the best thing to do, if you can get out of a toxic relationship, it's easier said than done. Trust me, I know. But I think that for your mental health, it is so good to leave those situations.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
They don't feel like it, they'll be good. And you feel like, because this person has made you feel so worthless, you're going to feel like you're a piece of shit. But then... like a week goes by or something and you're just freaking thriving.
Right.
It's such a great feeling to leave those situations.
Yes. I 100% agree. I've had to leave several.
What up? I don't think I have anything else to say about being in a toxic relationship. They're just bad and you got to look out for the red flags.
Just don't.
I mean, you can't help it if, you know, they're... wooing you at first,
I know. Unfortunately, a lot
keep
of
that
people,
guard up.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people in our generation are toxic, and there's not a whole lot we can do about it. You just have to be aware of it and just know your worth, know your value, and don't let yourself get played. You know.
Yeah, it's so bad. I have been in a lot of them, but due to toxic. Relationship, I mean, it's a two-way street sometimes. It's not always the other person. Mm-hmm. Like, I definitely add fuel to the fire. But once you have pushed me to this point of I don't care anymore, I make the relationship more toxic.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get you to break up with me.
No, absolutely. Once I'm over it, I become the toxic person. Once I'm
it's
over
awful,
it, I'm like...
But it's like, I'm going to try to hurt you with my actions... so that maybe you'll break up with me so I don't hurt you
further.
I would rather you be like, okay, I can't do this anymore. And me be like, sigh of relief.
I do the same thing. I'll like self-sabotage so hard because I'm like, I'm not feeling it. Like I'm...
like I mean, I shut down and I become ruthlessly toxic.
Yep.
I shouldn't brag about it, but it's my way of trying to get out of a situation.
I try though, especially now. Oh my gosh. I try now though to be like... honest and just straight up say, because sometimes I've tried before like that method of like, oh, I'm just gonna out toxic them or whatever, and that way they'll leave me alone. And
I've always had to be the one to break up after though.
Yeah, and like some people but some people won't take that as a hint. Like I literally have had people not take it as a hint, and I have had to straight up, like some men especially, it's men mostly that you have to be like, look, I don't want this. I don't want you, period. Like, because they're going to take you responding or you talking to them at all as like, oh, she's still into me.
You know, You know why they don't break up with you over the toxic?
Why?
Men love the crazy.
I think it depends.
I really think they do, though. Why do they stay with us when we start doing that?
A lot of men.
They love the crazy.
I was going to say, a lot of men do, but there are some. Oh, see, those are boys, though. I feel like a lot of boys do. But I feel like a lot. And it's like one thing. I think men like sassiness, you know what I mean? Like they like sassy women, but not toxic. Like I feel like men don't want toxic, unhealthy.
Oh, no, not toxic. But, we, you know, they thrive a little off of your crazy.
Men, yeah, men love sassy. I love sassy shit.
Well, I am a whole extra sassy. With
I love me a spicy lady. A spicy meatball.
I don't know. Okay, I think that might be all I've actually got to say about it. I don't have anything else to say about toxic relationships.
Not really. I mean, other than just like, just know your worth, know your value, and just remember that everybody is replaceable. Like, nobody is worth putting yourself through hell for. There's more people out there. Like, at the end of the day, some people are just shitty people. Like,
oh, some people are toxic and, has, and will never change.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with you or your value. It's not anything you're doing wrong. It's not your fault. Some people are just shitty people, and that's all it is. Like, whenever I'm feeling really hard on myself, like today, I had a very hard day.
This week?
This whole week, yeah. But especially today, like, I had a really hard day, and I was feeling super down on myself, super shitty about myself, and I was just feeling, like, real, like, am I not good enough? Am I not pretty enough? Am I not skinny enough? Am I not this enough? Like, I just felt like I wasn't good enough. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? And then I remembered that Drake, the rapper, once he literally fumbled the bag with Rihanna. Mm-hmm. And whenever I think about that, I'm like, this man had Rihanna in the palm of his hand, like Rihanna, and he fumbled it. And I was just like, does that make her less of a person? Does that make her value go down? Does that make her not sexy, not whatever she is, not badass, not that's amazing, not talented, thing. Not rich? Like, no. He's just a cheater and a shitty person and not a great guy after all. And he's the one that fucked that up. And he lost Rihanna.
But I love Drake.
I like his music, but I don't love him, but I do. I do. Yes,
his music.
I high key be listening to his music, but
you like that new song. But what about Girls Like Girl? What is that song?
I don't know.
Hold on. About girls like and girls in the same city as them.
What?
I know what I'm talking about. I just don't know the song. He sings a song about girls liking girls. And I thought you were the one that told me about it.
I feel like I would be the one that would know this.
I know.
I can't think. I don't know. But either way, back to my point, is that Drake literally lost Rihanna because he was being a fuckboy. And at the end of the day, it's not you. It's not anything that isn't good enough with you. It's just some people are shitty people and they don't see your value or your worth, or they do see your value and your worth, but they just are on some lame shit anyway, and it has nothing to do with you. You're still a boss ass bitch.
However, sometimes it takes two in certain toxic situations.
What do you mean?
Because you said it's not you, but sometimes it is us. Not when it comes to what like you're talking about when you don't feel good enough. It's not when it comes to feeling good enough. No, that's not you. That's a him thing. But when it comes to the toxic, I mean, you know, sometimes it's
sometimes it's give and play. I mean, if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna play a shit game, you're gonna get shit back. So,
but when toxic boys, mm-hmm. hear me, boys,
capital
play with B. you. Don't let them get to you. You're very quiet at work today. Okay. So, anyways. Let's lighten it back up. We are, of course.
You can't keep me down, baby. I got plenty of options.
We are going to play a lovely round of Would You Rather.
Yes.
Ooh, ooh. Okay. Ooh, ooh. Am I going first again?
Or do you want me to this time?
It doesn't matter. I always do.
Fine. Go first.
No. I've got so many written down this time.
Yeah, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll only do four. Okay. Would you rather be blindfolded in bed or tied down? You can't have both.
Tied down.
Really?
I want to see what's going on.
See, and I'm the opposite. I want to be blindfolded because, like, you know, I like the thrill of not knowing what's going to happen. But I also am very big into touching. So I need to... Being tied down is wonderful, but I want to touch you.
Yeah, no, I want to be tied down.
Huh, we had opposite answers. What's your question?
We always do.
Sometimes.
I
get so uncomfortable when you chuckle before you ask me.
Would you rather spend a week in a room with all of your exes or a week in a room with your least favorite character from The Office?
I'm going with The Office. Oh my god, are you trying to kill me?
Even though you hate that, I was like trying to think of things that
and
you
hate.
And
I hate some of my exes more.
I know you do, so I figured you'd pick that one.
Some of them I get along with, others... No, thank you.
No, thank y'all.
Okay. Okay, this one's kind of gross. It's not, like, sexual, but it's gross.
Can't wait.
Would you rather lick a homeless man's toe or chew a piece of gum stuck to the bottom of a table?
Does he have shoes?
He's homeless. I don't even know if he's taken a shower lately.
Well, they have shoes.
They have shoes, but they also... Aww. He may never change his socks.
I guess gum.
You're going to chew a nasty, hard piece of gum under a table?
That'll soften up once I get once I get to chomping on it.
Gross! No! No!
Hopefully it's a big red or a good flavor.
Ew! What? No!
Disgusting. Okay. Would you rather live in a house made of poop?
Oh my god.
Or raw fish?
Oh! Oh!
So either way, it stinks and it's gross.
So you're asking me, do I want to smell shit all the time? Or do I want to smell dirty vagina all the time? Oh my god. Oh my god.
I love that for you.
I don't have an answer. Oh my god. Poop is so gross.
Yeah. So is Rolf.
I know. Which house are you living in? You're going to say poop house, aren't you? Because I'm going to say the fish house.
Probably.
Neither.
I mean, I hope when it's all dried out, it won't smell as bad. I don't know.
I mean, I guess if poop stays put and doesn't move and hardens up, it might not smell too bad, I guess. And then fish in the hot sun.
I just thought of Ace Ventura when he's like eating out of the bat poop bowl. And they're like, that's bat poop. And he's like licking it. And he's like, guano.
Ew, no.
Oh my god. Okay.
I guess it's, okay, so this one's not very funny. It's kind of sad.
Oh,
would you rather have a loveless marriage or a sexless marriage?
Can I have sex with other people?
I mean...
That's messed up. We just talked about not...
I know. I mean, it's a sexless... I guess if you guys are in an open relationship, but...
An open relationship with love, and I'm having sex with
okay,
other people.
But if you can't have sex at all.
I guess that's... I don't know if I can choose. That's really hard. Right? Either way, I'm getting the opposite from somebody else because I need...
But if we're married...
I would hate
I
to
be...
I
want you to love me.
I know. And
I
that's
love
the thing.
Sex, but I want you to love me.
I know, and that's... I feel like that's my choice too, but at the same time, if I love you and I want you to, and you love me, I want to have sex with you because that's the best sex is loving sex.
I know. I picked a hard question.
So I really don't know. I don't think I can answer that, like, legitimately.
Okay.
I mean, I guess if I had to choose, I would choose to have love and no sex, but that's hard.
Right.
So Okay. Well, that was depressing.
I'm sorry. Hopefully yours is more lighthearted.
Would you rather smell like mothballs or expired cheese?
Mothballs.
I don't want to smell like cottage cheese. Okay.
I hate cottage cheese so much. Mothballs, people put those under their cheese. Houses and sometimes you can smell them.
Mm-hmm. Like
or in their houses.
People yeah. put them older mothballs. People
yeah.
have mothballs.
So I guess but I'm
yeah,
just like an old person.
Your closet or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not the worst thing, I guess.
This is the last one, right?
Yes.
Would you rather have a one-night stand with the most attractive person you've ever seen or a one-night stand with the most unattractive person you've seen but the most skilled in bed?
A one-night stand with the most attractive person I've ever seen.
Even if it's shit?
Yeah, because if
just
I...
Just turn the fucking lights off.
I can't. If you're like the ugliest person I've ever seen, that's got to be like really, really ugly. So, and I can't.
I mean, I guess you won't get horny. You'd be like a fucking prune down there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I wouldn't feel very good. Okay. My turn?
Yes.
Okay. So, remember when I asked you earlier at work if you knew who Danny DeVito was?
Yeah, but I knew it had to do with your would you rather questions.
Okay, so would you rather let Danny DeVito spit in your mouth?
Oh my god.
Or lick a public urinal?
Ah! Ew!
I knew you were going
to... I guess my mouth is getting spit in. Yeah! I am not licking a urinal. A public urinal?
Oh my gosh.
I wouldn't even lick my own toilet. And I clean them.
Literally, no. I would, yeah. Definitely let Danny DeVito spit in my mouth.
I am not about the spitting in the mouth, though.
I know.
Ugh.
It's even better because it's Danny.
No disrespect to him, but...
All right.
That is all we have for today, guys. If you have any questions or anything you'd like us to talk about, please email us at theraunchytruth@gmail.com. You can go follow our Instagram page called The Raunchy Truth or our personal pages. Mine is Andy Williams.
Mine is Kelly_LaShaw. LaCHAT. Do not butcher it.
And we did want to let you guys know that anything you ask or any story you want to share or any topic you want us to cover, it is completely anonymous. Your name will not be said. It will be kept between us reading it. Nobody's name will ever be put out there. We are not going to do that to anybody unless they want their name out there.
100%.
And then one more thing. Okay. We would love to hear your guys's most horrifying sex stories.
Yeah,
we want to talk about ours. We want to have other people share theirs. Mine involves a cup and it's just
it's not good.
A fun time. But we would love to hear your guys's, so if you want to write them into us, that would be wonderful.
Mine involves broad daylight and a lot of rough touching. That's
It took me a second. All right, we will see you guys next Monday. Have a great week.
Bye.